Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to oppose Senate Bill 850. Mr. President, I think that every one of us wants state government to be as cost-efficient and effective as possible. We all understand how difficult this budget will be and how our constituents are struggling to make ends meet during these dire economic times. No one in this chamber wants to increase taxes, and I'm sure we all understand the very steep challenges facing us this year, and all of us know that many difficult decisions will have to be made. But I'm afraid we don't understand. What we don't understand is that more than ever this year, we need to dispense with politics as usual and work together on balancing our responsible budget by July 1st. Unfortunately, the working together suggestion hasn't happened yet. This Senate Republican budget proposal has cuts that will lead to local tax hikes and disable and destroy numerous invaluable government programs and services, cuts that will have serious consequences in people's lives. And worse yet, it will compromise our ability to get Pennsylvania's share of crucial federal stimulus dollars and would actually hurt our critical attempts to generate economic activity and produce jobs. When everyone in this chamber should be focusing on our own stimulus as a way to encourage job growth, this budget is actually stunting the growth of business in this Commonwealth. As a Democratic chairman of the minority chair of the Committee on Community and Economic and Recreational Development, let me warn all of us that these proposed funding cuts would cripple our ability to stimulate our economy and would make an already dire job market worse. Mr. President, let me offer a few examples that I noticed right away, and it's important to note that these are cuts that go far beyond the governor's budget proposal that has already recommended cuts or the elimination of hundreds of budget line items. This budget proposal would cut DCED programs by more than $200 million. This is on top of the $217 million in cuts already proposed by Governor Rendell's budget. And if enacted, the department's budget will be cut by two-thirds. That's a total of $417 million. Business financing programs would be cut by $60 million. Those cuts include eliminating funding for the Business Retention and Expansion Program, the Opportunity Grant Program, Keystone Innovation Zones, and the Infrastructure Development. The Industrial Resource Centers have seen an additional $6 million decrease. In the Pittsburgh region, that program has helped 4,000 manufacturers, 122,000 manufacturing employees, has resulted in a $12 billion output, and has productivity that is growing 50% faster than the national average. Manufacturing accounts for 15% of our gross state product and 94% of our PA exports. Yet we're harming an industry that invested nearly $27 million back into the economy last year. Travel and tourism has also taken a large hit in this budget proposal. This industry takes modest investments and produces large returns in economic growth, tax revenues, and sustainable jobs. It's important to note that our state's tourism industry is the fourth largest nationally. More importantly, it is the second largest industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tourism has been one of our state's strongest economic engines, supporting 400,000 employees who earn $10.7 billion in wages and benefits annually. In 2007 alone, spending by travelers in Pennsylvania totaled $28 billion. Each of the 4.9 million households in Pennsylvania saves $575 in taxes annually, thanks to the tax revenue, that $28 billion, generated by the tourism industry that's being cut. The Wally-renowned Ben Franklin Technology Programs would be cut by another $20 million. The program leveraged more than $433 million in matching and follow-up funding, creating 2,113 jobs this past fiscal year and retained over another 1,200 jobs. While not a line item, it's clear that the film production tax credit is not part of this proposal. I wonder if the $30 million in revenue to the state that comes because of the film production tax credit has been deducted from the revenue estimates. Somehow, I doubt that it has. But I have no doubt that if we are to eliminate the tax credit, that we will throw away the $30 million in direct tax revenue, too. Other notable cuts that have been mentioned are certainly the arts, public television. This budget devastates their budget. And we cannot remove the very economic engine that has been designed to help us ride out this economic storm. It makes no sense. Rather than creating a budget to stimulate our economy and enable us to emerge as a better Pennsylvania, this proposal is stunting our economy's growth. I believe, Mr. President, by working together, we can weigh the full impact of each and every possible cut, find innovative ways to make the most of limited resources, take full advantage of federal stimulus dollars, and structure a sound, responsible, and balanced budget this year. I hope in the next 6 weeks or so, that there is a parade of many of the residents and businesses of Pennsylvania weighing in to all of us on this budget, giving us direction on what they want and don't want. Mr. President, I urge all my colleagues in this chamber to reject this public relations exercise. Please vote no. Thank you.